This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode one.
Yeah, and I want to share something with you, with everyone here on the podcast that to me is really going to allow you guys to stand out from the crowd, and it's going to give you an upper hand, and it's also going to help you get more deals from what you're currently doing now.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the first episode of the Flip Empire Show. My name is Alex Pardo. I can't tell you how excited and pumped I am to kick off this masterclass with my good friend, Chris Chico. But before I tell you a little bit about Chris, I just want to let you guys know that I want to thank you for investing your time and to listening to the Flip Empire Show. I know there's a lot of different places where you can go to find out more information about real estate investing, how to make money. And it's my goal to over deliver here and provide quality content that's going to help you regardless of your experience or where you might be in your business. So whether you're just getting started in this business or whether you flipped hundreds of deals, it's my goal to add as much value as possible through these masterclass expert interviews, as well as the weekly Q&A show where I'm going to be answering questions to help you make more money and achieve freedom through real estate investing. And I think that's the goal that most of us have. So having said that, if by any chance you don't know who Chris Chico is, he's the godfather of virtual wholesaling. So if you've ever heard that term, virtual wholesaling or virtual real estate investing, Chris was the one that years ago developed and perfected that concept of virtual real estate investing. So essentially, his system and the niche that he's created is all about being able to do deals anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, really, with just a laptop, a cell phone, and an internet connection. So before I bring him on here so he can share, his strategies and what he's doing in his business to absolutely crush it, just want to take a quick moment here in case you don't know what wholesaling is or you're looking to get started in this business. In a nutshell, the simplest way that I can kind of boil this down is wholesaling is nothing more than finding a distressed property or a distressed seller, putting that property under contract, and then either assigning or double closing for a profit. All you're doing is you're finding a cash buyer and you're going to be flipping the contract, which is what is an assignment of contract, or you're going to double close. That's all that wholesaling is. It's very simple. It's what I've been focusing on over the course of the last 10 years to make a lot of money and have a business that supports my lifestyle, because, I think it's not so much about the amount of money that I find most people are after in this business. It's more about designing a certain lifestyle where they have more time, where they have absolutely more money, but essentially where they can do whatever they want with their time. And that's the beauty of this business. And that's what real estate investing can do for you. So again, with that, Chris, man, really, really appreciate your time. I know that, it feels like you and I talk on a daily basis now. So I couldn't think of anyone else to kick off this masterclass and the Flip Empire Show with. So really appreciate your time, man.
Hey, buddy, I am honored. I'm honored and, just excited to be here. And really, you put a lot of pressure on me because this is the first show. So as I told you right before we got on the call, I said I am on a lot of caffeine and a lot of brain pills just to be able to try and see if I could give you as much as I can. I have a feeling that after I'm done with this, I'm not going to be able to do anything for the rest of the day.
I love it, man. Hey, dude, no pressure at all whatsoever, man. Again, it's almost like you and I talk every single day. So now it's just, now we're just recording this.
Now we're just recording the conversation. We should have started that like 6 months ago.
I know. I would have probably had about 120 episodes already.
That's right.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, why don't you start? Give us a little bit of background for the people that might not know who you are. Kind of tell us how you got started in this business and then where you are today.
Well, I'll give you a short story in that. I started out, I started out as a real estate agent. But before that, I started out like everybody else does, that they're trying to find a way to make money and trying to do everything I could. I did everything from telemarketing vacation packages to to selling timeshares, to booking people on vacation packages that they thought they were going to be going on a tremendous vacation, which they were, but they just had to sit through, you know, 2 hours worth of a pitch for a timeshare. And I've done everything. And then luckily I answered an ad that I was looking for a job, and they said I had a sales position. When I went there, it was actually a disguised pitch for you to go out and get your real estate license. So I said, okay, great, I'll go get my real estate license. So I started as an agent. And I was horrible as an agent. I used to drive around as an agent in this, if you remember that show, Knight Rider.
Yep.
You know, I used to drive in this Knight Rider-looking car with the that sounded like the Indy 500 was literally in front of your house. I remember my manager at the time, whenever I came to the office and I had a listing where somebody gave me their property to sell, or maybe somebody, I had a buyer that bought a property through me, he said, I didn't tell you this at the time, but I was shocked that somebody would trust you with their biggest investment of their entire life, because you look like you just came out of high school. So I didn't, you know, and so what happened is I was an agent, I failed, I went to college, I got a degree in accounting. I came out of college. 6 months later, I realized that I didn't want to do that. I went back into real estate. I failed again and just really struggled. And my luck would have that I had my old manager was doing REOs, where he was managing the foreclosures for the banks. And he said, hey, I got an opportunity if you want to list these properties. So I went and I started listing the properties for the banks, and that lasted a couple of years. And eventually I had a real estate investor that was buying most of my deals, and I ended up going to work for him and under him. And that was kind of my mentor that allowed me to really accelerate the process. I got the experience that it would have taken somebody 2 or 3 years. I got that experience in a year. And then lo and behold, then, you know, just started to learn about marketing and started to transition into kind of being a full-blown real estate investor. And as you mentioned, I am known for the term virtual wholesaling, which is basically how to streamline your business, how to use systems and technology so that you could do it easier in your local market, or if you wanted to go into an outside market and do it anywhere in the country, even if you're not local to that market. And that came about not because I thought one day, hey, let me figure something out that I could, you know, come up with and nobody else knows about. It was actually, we were doing that in our local business because the market in South Florida had tanked. And it was just a natural, you know, I just started teaching people what I was doing. And that's how kind of you and I came together and the reason I'm here. So I can say I'm an example of trying a bunch of stuff that never really worked out and just sticking with it. And then finally, it happened to be that real estate was the thing that I grabbed onto and I was able to make it work.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for sharing that, man. And yeah, I mean, there's so many takeaways from, you know, your background and that introduction that you just gave right there. And one of the ones that really stands out at me is the fact that, you know, you mentioned you had failed at a few different things, but you kept going. And obviously, that's one of the things that separates, you know, people that are successful in this business or any business from those that, you know, are struggling to make ends meet and make this business happen. So appreciate you sharing that. And by the way, for everyone that doesn't know, Chris is actually here in my local market. He's in Broward County. I'm in Miami-Dade County. So he's just a county north of me. And, you know, if you guys can't tell already, he's absolutely the real deal. Not only does he teach this business, but he actually does deals because I see them on a daily and weekly basis. So having said that, man, what's working for you in today's market? You know, you're not only doing deals here in South Florida, but I know that you're doing deals across the country. What are some of your best strategies right now for making big profits?
Yeah, and one of the things I want to share something with you, with everyone here on the podcast that to me is really going to allow you guys to stand out from the crowd, and it's going to give you an upper hand, and it's also going to help you get more deals from what you're currently doing now. And what I wanted to share with you is a couple of things. Number one, before I get into that, is the fact that, you know, what I want to try to give everybody here today is a bit of a different perspective on how to do this business. Because a lot of times we're out there looking for a specific answer. We say, you know, if I only did this one thing, then maybe the situation would change for me. And what happens is that a lot of times it's not just one thing. It's a combination of a lot of things that you do well, that you do them together, that together now form a process and a system and a means by which then you could be successful. So as I walk through what I'm explaining to you guys, I want you to keep that in mind, that it's not just one thing, but it's a cumulative effort of a bunch of things coming together. And the story begins when I'm here in the local market, and one of the challenges I was having is that in my local market, there's a lot of competition. And what happened is all my mail was going to a UPS box, the return mail. And I would go there to pick up the mail. And then what would happen is that when I go there to pick up the mail, there were two other investors that happened to be in the same mailboxes, in the same UPS mailbox place. And what happened is that they would put in the return mail in my box. But because to them, all the cards looked the same, every so often included in my bunch of cards were a few other return cards from some of the other investors in that same UPS store. And then as I looked at them, I realized that they were sending almost the same thing I was sending. And I said to myself, I was a bit struggling with response rates down here. And I said, how could I differentiate myself from what other real estate investors are doing? And I tried to figure out a messaging, can I say, we all say we buy houses cash.
Right.
And I said, how can I say that differently? But there really wasn't any specific way that I could say that any dramatically different than anybody else. And I thought, what would be something that I could do that would dramatically change my results? And so I thought, ideally would be that instead of people receiving all these postcards, if I could actually speak to them over the phone. So instead of, if they're having to choose between me and a few other investors, that they would get to hear my voice and they would get to maybe hear what I had to say first before anybody else. Mm-hmm. However, though, it's not really feasible because there's thousands of people out there and there's only me. And so what I decided to do and what I transitioned to is what I call a blind approach to marketing. And I'm going to explain what blind is, but I'm going to explain what the opposite of a blind approach is. So the opposite of a blind approach to marketing is what most of you probably do, where you send a postcard or something to a seller and you say, I want to buy your house. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're asking that particular marketing piece to convince the owner, convince the seller to then choose you and decide to sell their house to you versus anyone else just by that postcard. Because by the time if you say, I'm an investor, I can buy your house for cash, please call me. By the time they pick up the phone and call you, they've already kind of, made some decisions about whether or not they want to sell their house for cash,
right,
and or if they want to deal with you. And that's a lot that we're trying to get that prospect to really, a lot of hoops that we're trying to get them mentally to go through in an effort to try to get them to speak with you. And what I thought was, gee, if I had all those cards, if the seller was sitting there at the kitchen table and it had all those postcards, how can I get them to pick up my postcard first? And how can I get them to go just a little bit farther with me than anybody else? And so what I thought about, the most important thing that I could do is if I could get the seller to hear my voice, to listen to my voice inflection, to listen to me explain to them what it was that I did as an investor and how I could help them, then maybe that would give me a better chance. And so I thought, rather than making them have them make that decision to do business with me just by them receiving a postcard, what I then decided to do is that the only decision that I wanted them to make was for them to call the phone number. That is the only thing that I wanted them to do. I wanted to do everything in my power that they would call that phone number. Because if they had a group of cards sitting in front of them and they picked mine up and they cut out my phone number and they listened to my voice, all of a sudden now I'm one step ahead of everybody else on the pile. And now, rather than just, seeing the words on paper, now they're hearing my voice. And so then what that's developed is a unique way of marketing where when I send postcards and I send marketing, it doesn't tell the seller at all that I want to buy their house. It doesn't say anything about the fact that I'm a real estate investor. It just piques curiosity to them and forces them to call in the phone number. And once they call that phone number, now I consider that a lead. Many of you on the call consider a lead anyone that would leave you a message and says, hey, I want to buy my house and I want to talk to you about buying my house. Yes, that's a lead, but I expand my definition of a lead. And the definition of a lead is anyone who calls in my phone system. And by that, I mean that when somebody calls in my phone system, a certain number of people are going to leave a message. A certain number of them are going to, just say, hey, I'm not interested. But a very large portion of those people are going to just simply hang up. And a lot of you are ignoring and just saying, hey, the person who hung up, they're not interested. They're not really a lead. And I would say the contrary. I would say to you that It's the opposite, that the people that are calling your phone system, and we use a 24-hour recorded message system that they call in and they listen to a three-minute message, and at that point, they're asked to leave their information. But 70% of the people that call that phone number simply will hang up. And what I found is that those are our best deals. Today, before this interview, I came from a closing of a property that we sold and we closed. We did a simultaneous closing. We made $30,000 net profit on that deal to us. And that deal was a seller that called in and never left a message on the voicemail. They just decided, no, I didn't want to leave a message. And we followed up, we called them, and lo and behold, they were interested in selling their property. They just were uncomfortable with leaving a voicemail message. And so that's a deal. That's $30,000 in profits that we would not have gotten had we just ignored that lead. And so then now what we're doing, and even last week I had another deal that closed for about $97.50. That was a profit on that deal, and again, from a hang-up. And that's not to say that we don't do deals with the people that leave us messages. We always call people that leave us messages back, but we call everybody back. And so then what happens is that if you're going out there and sending your postcards, I'm able to go out and get a higher percentage response rate. So I have more people that respond to my marketing piece just because of the nature of it. And then now, as a result of that, I have more leads to work with, spending the same amount of money that you have, or maybe even less. So instead of having to expand my marketing budget because I want more leads, I just simply use a different way of marketing to get more people into into my funnel, so to speak, because once they just dial in the phone number, I have their information, and then we call everybody back.
Yeah.
And to me, that's been a game changer for me, because we're not talking about just making a few thousand dollars. In the last couple of weeks, we made over, almost $40,000 in profits from people that hung up the phone and never left a message.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I mean, there's so many areas where we can do a deep dive here. And if you don't mind, Chris, I just want to jump into a few things. The first thing is what you started by saying, that marketing. I think so many people are, they're going for the throat, so to speak, and they're trying to get a sale done with their marketing piece, as opposed to just getting them to take a simple action of picking up the phone so that now you can collect the lead. Number two, and I can speak to this, you know this, I mean, I think I called you about month and a half ago, and I told you, hey man, what are you doing now that I might be able to implement to increase our response rate? And just so you know, for the people listening in, we were struggling with our response rates here, because like Chris mentioned, in South Florida, we're in a pretty competitive market, and we were getting, between 1% and 2% response rate. And I used Chris's blind approach. And just so you guys know, if you stick to the end of this this podcast show, I'm going to give you a link where you can go and you can actually download for free. Chris has been generous enough to share this postcard that he's alluded to, and the same exact one that I used to generate almost 25% response rate. So stick around to the end of the show. I'm going to give you a link where you can download that postcard for free, implement it, use it in your local market. But just so you guys know, I sent almost 3,000 postcards and we got over 730 calls that came in. Now, we're still actively working those leads. So after the people that called back and were just, curious as to what the postcard was about, and once we filtered out the people that weren't interested, we've netted, I think, Chris, it's probably 10 to 15 times more leads than if we just would have sent the regular, we want to buy your house type postcard that maybe would have generated 1% to 2% response rate. So I can attest firsthand to the blind approach. And it's absolutely crushing it every time we send it out here.
And actually, you and I had a conversation. The mistake you did was that you sent out too many cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you called me over the phone and you said I got, and I asked you how many cards did you send out, and you said, I think I forgot how many you sent out, but I just paused and I said, that's a lot of postcards. I wouldn't have sent out that many cards.
And what's funny is that we were about to send out about 5,000-6,000 pieces. And then like at the last minute, I told our marketing manager, I said, look, why don't we scale it back a little bit? Let's just send out like 2,900. It was just under 3,000 pieces we sent out. And within like 3 or 4 days that the call started coming in, I mean, we were just bombarded with calls, which is a good problem to have. But I mean, that's why I say, I mean, I can speak firsthand to this blind approach with your direct mail marketing. And I love the fact that you thought outside the box, because, you know, if you're meeting with homeowners and you go and you meet with a homeowner, just ask them to see the mail that they've received. And I guarantee you, in most markets, homeowners, nothing short of 10, 15, 20 letters or postcards that they're receiving. So with all of your marketing, you really have to think. I challenge you to think outside the box, and how can you separate yourself from your quote unquote competition? So yeah, man, that's huge to hear that you guys have done, you know, just about $40,000 in profits in the last month from using these postcards. And then the last thing I wanted to jump in and mention, Chris, is because it's such a key part of our success, and I know it's a key part of your success, is the follow-ups. I'd love for you to share your numbers, but I know for us, 70% of our deals come from the follow-up. So what Chris mentioned about making sure that you call back the missed calls is huge. I mean, that's a game changer right there if you're not doing it, because for us, 7 out of 10 deals is coming just from following up.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that, because as I mentioned before at the beginning, I said it's not just one thing. It's a combination of a lot of factors. And so, yes, you can take and you can do this marketing and the way that I described it. But that by itself is not going to get you the results. If I look at, we keep a communication log of every lead that comes in. So if we leave a message or if we have a conversation with them, we log it into our CRM. And if you were to look at these last two deals that I made an example of, you would see that communication log would be 4 or 5 pages long of conversations, of follow-up. So what happens is that when that person then leaves, then hangs up and then just decides to leave the voicemail system, we follow up religiously through calling them back on and trying to get them. We just don't try one time. We can try numerous times. And in the beginning, first 2 or 3 days, we're trying to call multiple times to try to get a hold of them. If we can't reach them, then we wait another week and we try again. And we're continuously trying to get a hold of those people. Number one. Number two, we'll also text message them at the same time, just in case that phone number is a text phone number. And again, all we're trying to do is get them on the phone and just ask them a simple question. And the script is very simple. It's just, hey, when you call those people up, you just say, hey, my name is Chris, and I was calling about the house for sale. I sent you the postcard in the mail, and you called in the voicemail message, and you hung up, and I was just calling to see if you had a house for sale. And the answer is, yeah, I do, but I didn't leave a message. And so, great, let me get the information from you about the property. And that's it. It's a very simple script. Now, however, though, that I want to push on a couple things. So none of those deals, right, would have been possible had it not been for the marketing. None of those deals would have been possible had it not been for the fact that we are going and calling these people and really trying to get them on the phone, right? And again, we're not trying to convince them to sell us our property. All we're doing is we're trying to get them to that next step. So the postcard, first step is just for dial the phone system. The second step is just for us to have a conversation with them so that we can understand their situation and at that point determine if we can go to that next step. So it's like dating, you know. So I would say, you know, I always give the example that, you know, you're not going to ask somebody to marry you and have their kids on the first date, although some of you listening to this might raise your hand and say, hey, that's how I got my wife.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah.
but it doesn't happen that way. And so our thing is just to continue to move them along. What's that next step? The next step is just for them to talk to us. The next step is for us to have a conversation about price. And sometimes we'd say, even a contract, you know, some people might say, well, then the next step after that is to send them a contract and have them sign. No, the next step is for them to agree, for us to send them the agreement so that they can look at it. We're not even asking them to sign. He said, let me just send this to you. You can look at it and then we can have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And so now all that now, however, now I'm talking about all this follow up. The one thing that I would say, the biggest advice that I would give to people is that everybody always focuses on the mechanical aspect of this business. They focus on, you know, hey, I need a system or a software to keep track of my leads. And you kind of fiddle around with that. And then, you know, I need the marketing and I need the voicemail system and I need all that. And so that's fine. You do need a certain amount of things in place for you to effectively do this business. But I find that most people spend way too much time on that. And in the end, they neglect the thing that's going to make them the most money, because it's you I hate to, you know, it's like selling. Selling is really what gets you across the goal line. It's what makes you, it's what allows you to do deals. It's what allows you to take, and instead of doing a $5,000 or $10,000 deal, turn that into a $15,000 or $20,000 or $25,000 deal. So most people I find believe that they have a lead generation problem. I don't have enough leads. However, though, what I find is that when we fix that, and all of a sudden now they're inundated with leads, they realize that that's not what they have. What they have is a sales and follow-up problem. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're not following up with the leads sufficient enough to make something happen. And when you get on the phone, you got to know your scripts and dialogues. You got to know what to say and how to come across to people and how to handle the objections and how to make them feel comfortable and confident that they're the ones that you're the one that wants to do business that they want to do business with you. And I always think about the conversation, like if you could imagine, you know, you have this it could be a man or woman, but you have somebody that is calling all these real estate investors and they're just picking up the cards, and then all of a sudden they call you and they get on the phone with you, and you know how to communicate with them well. You can build rapport in the right way. You can handle their objections. You could navigate that conversation and you make them feel comfortable, so that in the end, when they hang up the phone, they look at their spouse and say, that person right there, that's the guy that we're going to sell our house to, because he knows what he's doing. All these other people are bozos, right?
Yeah.
And in the end, that's the key to this business. It's a people business. All this mm-hmm. stuff is just mechanical ways for us to get leads in the door, and which is fine. We need to do that. But in the end, when all said and done, your ability to communicate and your ability to be able to persuade people, and not saying twist people's arms into doing something that they don't want to do. But, you know, we offer a service. I always tell people that nobody ever gives up their equity. We're not taking people's equity. People are trading that for something else. The best example I can give is that I bought a car recently, and I got a new truck. And the truck that I owned was free and clear. So I could have taken that truck and I could have advertised it on Craigslist, and I could have done all these different things to try to eke out a few more $1,000s. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to go to the dealer, give them my truck. I knew that they were going to take that truck. They were going to take it and send it to another dealer. But for me, I didn't want to deal with that hassle. And that's what we're doing with our customers. We're providing a service to them. And in the end, a lot of these people, they need our service. You know, I think about my kids. It takes a massive, and you haven't experienced this yet, Pardo, because, but it is a massive sales process to get my kids to brush their teeth.
Oh, man.
Arm twisting, negotiation, everything you can think about. However, I know that it is in their best interest. I know it for them to brush their teeth. Right. And so it's not that I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can, because in the end, I know that it's something that I'm offering them that in the end, it's going to help them. And I think that that's what you have to think about, is that you offer a service. You offer a service that people need. But if you're not able to communicate what you do effectively, you're not able to really come across in a particular way, you're never going to be able to be an investor. You know, you'll get deals, but you're not going to achieve your potential.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to go on and on about this, but I've heard so many calls of people that send me their calls and say, hey, could you listen to my call? And it's almost like a horror show, you know, when I listen to people having to come across over the phone. I think that that's something that's really missed, and it's something that, you know, a lot of times people want to do this business and just kind of want to be hands off, and, you know, hey, you know, this business isn't about the money showing up at your doorstep. It's about doing work like any other endeavor that you build on, and you create a wealth and income. But there's fundamentals, and one of the fundamentals is being good on the phone and be able to communicate with people effectively.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I think one of the things I'm always stressing to people I talk to across the country is sales and marketing. You know, you have to constantly be a student of those two areas, because like you said, you need to be able to learn how to communicate with people, establish rapport, because everyone has heard the phrase or the statement, you know, people will do business with people they know, like, and trust. And you've heard it so many times because it's 100% true. And I think a lot of what you said, you know, boils down to you have to have confidence in yourself, and you have to really believe in the service that you're providing that person, and know in your heart of hearts that you are that person's best option. Now, keep in mind that, you know, most people are not going to want to sell their house at the type of discount that we're probably going to need them to sell it. And that's okay. You're not looking to work with every single person. You're looking for the people that are motivated, the people that are in a situation where they need the type of service that you're going to provide. And I think that if you're nervous about making phone calls and getting on the phone and failing and meeting with sellers, if you approach it with that mentality that you truly do have a service that's there to help people and that they need you more than you need them, then I think that's going to take some of the pressure off and it's going to allow you to shine and, you know, be able to do more deals. So I appreciate you sharing that because I think that's an area that trips up a lot of investors and people looking to get into this business. And it's definitely worth repeating. So having said that, what, you know, since we're talking about, you know, along the lines of failing forward, what do you feel most real estate investors, like, what do you think they're doing that's causing their failure? And then more importantly, what can they do to kind of turn things around and succeed? Whether it's closing their first deal or whether it's scaling and now they want to close 5, 10, 15, 20 deals a month?
You know, I would say probably, you know, that question is interesting because the question depends on where, what stage you are at in your business. So, you know, every stage requires a different level of skills, you know, as you move from one stage to the other. So let's say that if we're actually here and the people listening are those that are wanting to get their first deal going. They're wanting to get, you know, their first transaction, the first couple of deals under your belt. And I think that that's the most important thing that you can focus on is not the money. Don't worry about making $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 on a deal. I would say focus on getting your first 2 to 3 deals, even if you make $1,000 on every deal. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's not that much money. The education that you're going to receive from the actual experience of taking that deal from beginning to end is far superior than any course, any seminar, anything that you would ever go out there and purchase. And I sell educational products, and I tell people all the time, I say, you know, this course is like 10%. You take this and you go out and you implement it and you get out into the trenches and you try and figure things out. And in the end, you do 1 or 2 deals. That experience is far superior than any other course or seminar you will ever attend. And I can certainly guarantee that because that's been my experience.
Absolutely.
The only way to learn how to talk to sellers, right? I have an objection handling course that I give to my staff. And that when they go through in terms of getting ready to talk to sellers, you can listen to that course till the cows come home. But there's no better learning experience than you getting on the phone with a seller and stumbling and trying to, you know, figure out, you know, what it is that you want to say, because in the end, that is what's going to be the learning experience. So one of the things, though, however, I would say to anyone starting out brand new is to really focus on the 80-20 or even the 90-10. And what I mean by that is that there's a thing called the Pareto principle that means that, you know, 80% of results come from 20% of your actions. And I would say to you is focus on simplicity. I see a lot of people out there, there's, you know, get caught up in technology. They get caught up in configuring your software system to manage your leads and configuring all these different things. But in the end, mm-hmm. you're not doing the thing that's going to make you money, which is being on the phone with buyers and sellers and negotiating and working through that process. I remember when I first started, there was no CRM. There was a yellow pad of paper and a folder, and that was it. Okay. And I'm not saying that you need to go that route, but you need to focus on what is the simplest thing that you can put in place so that it doesn't bog you down. And then you could focus on really doing what you need to be doing, which is talking to buyers and sellers. And I think that that's the one thing that most people falter with is just they're focusing on so many things that really don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing I would say, if anybody, no matter what stage you're in, the one thing I would say to everybody here is what is that one thing that I could share with you, that one skill or that one specific thing that you could focus on that'll be almost like an umbrella that covers everything. That if you learn that skill, if you get better at that skill, if you continue to hone that skill, it'll be like WD-40 on every part mm-hmm. of your business, right? And to me, that is learning about marketing, learning about what is it that makes people take action and buy. And I remember when I was trying to get started brand new, I couldn't afford a $400 course. I couldn't afford a $500 course. At that time, I had $192. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Pardo, but I had a $192 mortgage payment for a condo that I lived in Royal Oaks there in Ivesdary. Mm-hmm. And I was in foreclosure because I couldn't pay the $192. That's pretty bad, right? $192.
No. Yeah.
And because I had to pay the light bill and I had to pay other things. And the one thing, so I couldn't afford any courses or seminars, but I bought one book, and this is the book that I would recommend to anyone to buy and to go out and to read that book and read it over and over again and implement it. There's a gentleman whose name is Dan Kennedy, and he wrote a book called The Ultimate Sales Letter. And that book taught me how to sit down and how to craft a marketing message. It taught me how to, you know, what is it that makes people take action? What makes people tick? And that book was the foundation of everything I've done so far. And that's a $10 mm-hmm. or $12 book on Amazon. And it'll teach you about marketing, because in the end, we're in the marketing business. When you write the postcard, you have to, or for me, the script on what they listen to. It's all about how do I persuade people my point of view. Mm-hmm. When I'm in front of somebody face to face, you know, I got to figure out what are their emotions, what is it that they want, and how is it that I can deliver to them. And again, it's all about that. And to me, that was, if I could name one book that, you know, everybody names these books that have changed their lives. Some of them name, you know, self-help books, you know, et cetera. For me, that's that one book that I grabbed onto, and from that book, everything else grew. And that would be my main recommendation for people, is to pick that book up and to really devour it.
Brother, can't thank you enough for sharing that, because you actually, you beat me to the punch. One of the things that I want to strive to do on the Flip Empire show is to wrap up each masterclass with what's the one action item or the one deliverable that anybody listening in right now can implement in their business that's going to have one of the biggest effects, a positive effects on their business, right? And, you know, I talk a lot, if anybody, you know, anyone out there listening has heard me speak before, I mean, speed of implementation is one of the things that I stress, because, you know, you can listen to a million podcasts, go through a bunch of seminars and courses, but at the end of the day, if you don't take that information and take action on it and implement it, it's just not going to do you any good, you know? And so, appreciate you sharing that, man. Dan Kennedy's The Ultimate Sales Letter Book. And just so you know, all of the resources and all of the links that we've mentioned here on the show are going to be included on the show notes and also in the resources page. So if you go to flipempire.com/resources, the same tools, the same things that I use in my business and some of the ones that Chris has mentioned will be on the show notes or in the resources page. So make sure that you check that out. And yeah, Chris, man, again, I can't thank you enough for your time, man. You've delivered, which I knew you would. And that's the reason I wanted to have you be the first masterclass expert interview here. How can my audience help you? And what's the best way to reach out to you to find out more about, you know, more about you, more about what you offer, and some of the different things that you have going on?
Yeah, for anybody that wants to learn more about me and kind of the services that we have, is that they can easily go to our website, flipanywhere.com, flipanywhere.com, two words, and or they can even go to my name. They can Google my name, Chris Chico, and I'm also at chrischico.com. And we always have a lot of good free materials and educational stuff that we can, that when you come to the site, you can get for free. And we'd love to help anyone that is serious about being a real estate investor. I would say that, and I say that word serious because, you know, this is like any other tremendous opportunity. Everything requires time and effort and energy. And if you're willing to do that, this business can provide that, because we're all, you know, living proof of that.
Oh yeah, that's right. And guys, again, Chris has agreed the same blind copy postcard that I used. There's a headline that says property notification at the top. The same one that I used a month ago to generate almost a 25% response rate. If you go to flipempire.com/postcard, you can go ahead and download it there for free. And Chris, man, again, thanks for, you know, allowing me to give that away to the audience, because I think that's something that, you know, if they send it out, you know, they're gonna definitely get a lot of leads. The one thing I will caution you guys is when you send out that postcard, you might want to start by sending anywhere between I'd say 500. Four or five, 500 pieces at a time, maybe space it out every week or so. Because if you do what I did and you don't have your systems and the resources to generate, not generate, but to follow up on all of those leads, you're going to be swamped, which could be a good thing. But I would advise probably send them out in batches of 500.
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree. Because you don't want to do what Pardo did, which is send out 2,500.
Yeah, man. Awesome, buddy. Well, hey, thanks so much, man, for being the first guest here on the Flip Empire Show. Hopefully we've had you've had some fun here with me. Like I said, man, I wish, you know, we would have we could rewind the clock, go back a couple of years and record all of our conversations. But again, man, thanks for your time. And hopefully everybody listening in got a lot of value from this. And that's the goal here on the Flip Empire Show, is I plan to deliver as much content, as much value as possible to help you make more money and ultimately achieve freedom through real estate investing. So, Chris, appreciate it, man. I know we'll probably talk later on today. So, yeah, guys, go to Google Chris Chico, check out flipanywhere.com. And then if you go to flipempire.com/postcard, you can go ahead and download that blind copy postcard that is going to generate a lot of leads for you. So until the next time, guys, we'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.